Hello everyone, my name is Rifat Issa. I'm a program manager on the NanoServer team, and I'd like to show you how to build a NanoServer VHDX and host it inside a Hyper-V VM. Let's start with the ISO file that you downloaded, the Windows Server Technical Preview 4 ISO file. Double-click it in Windows Explorer and it'll create a drive, D in our case. Look at the NanoServer folder and in specific at the PSM1 file, the module. So the first thing we'll do is we're going to start an elevated prompt, PowerShell prompt, and we're going to import that module. Then we're going to use one of the commandlets that comes in the module, new NanoServer image, to create our image. Now while the image builds, converts from WIM to VHDX, and adds the features that we specified, let's take a closer look at the parameters. Look at media path, the first parameter. This is the root of the DVD drive or the ISO image, D in our case, where your media is. And then comes base path. Base path is a local folder on your machine that you specify where the commandlet is going to keep a copy of the NanoServer binaries. So in other words, next time you use the commandlet, you don't have to use media path anymore. You can just use base path because it will contain a copy. So there's no need, you're going to save the copy time. And then target path contains the full path to your generated image. You can specify any folder you want, whether it's the same as base path or not. I just chose it for convenience because this is where I store all of my generated images. But make sure that you actually specify the extension you want. I specified VHDX in this case, and that's what I want. You can specify VHD or VHDX or in the future WIM as well. And I also specified guest drivers as one of the parameters that I want, which is very important when you're generating a VM that you want to host in Hyper-V. And I specified a computer name. That's it. Our image is generated now. Let's go ahead and create a VM based on that VHD that we just generated in Hyper-V Manager. We'll give it a name, NanoTP4. G is for guest drivers. Make sure you choose generation 2 VHDs. This is VMs. This is very important. VHDX means generation 2 in this case for NanoServer. We choose our virtual switch, and then we're going to specify the folder where we have our just newly generated VHDX file, NanoGuest VHDX, and we're done. Double click on the image, start it, takes a couple of seconds, and then we see the login screen for NanoServer. Enter administrator and the password you specified when you were prompted, when you were building the image using new NanoServer image, same password. The recovery console tells us the IP address. Now let me see if I can remember it. 10.123.175.11. And yep, it was right. So let's just store that in $IP. Create a new session using new PS session. Enter the same password. And now we're just going to go ahead and remote into the NanoServer VM that we just created. That was it. Thanks for watching.